It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Johnny Namwako, good afternoon. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my dear. Pardon me, I just got held up with some counseling session somewhere.
All right. Yes. Our question for today, Pastor, is how infinite can Jesus' love be if for those who reject him as being their savior, he consigns them to an everlasting hell?
Okay. Well, what we must understand again in the character of God is that his nature of love would not allow, sin to perpetuate or sin to continue without being controlled. Because you remember that the very nature of sin, if you read John 8:44, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And sin always brings death. The wages of sin is death. So God, in his infinite love, he allows us to choose which way we have to take. So if we choose righteousness, in other words, inevitably we choose God, what happens there is that we choose eternal life, and then life, with God means that you live without death. But on the other hand, when you choose sin and you choose to disobey God and to continue in that, so the wages of that will inevitably lead you into eternal destruction. So what this means is that even the destruction of sin itself is a demonstration of God's love. So when a person who is actually destined to have eternal life, they choose not to have, righteousness, but sin, they accept that whatever comes with sin, it's going to be their portion. And that's the only reason why some of God's, people will be destroyed, not because God has destined them for that, but because they've chosen the wages of sin. They've chosen not to follow the way of the Lord. That's purely what it means to, for those who actually choose to be in sin, and then the wages of sin is eternal destruction like that. But those who choose to be with God, and by the way, the beauty about the whole narrative is that this is the reason why God is taking too long without destroying sin and those who are keeping sin in it, because he's trying to get as many as possible to choose him and enter into his kingdom. Yeah.
All right. We'll take that. Thank you very much, Pastor Johnny Namwako. Yeah. Please pray for us.
Shall we pray? What a joy once again, Heavenly Father, to just learn that even the destruction of sin itself is out of love for humanity. Because sin brings suffering, and you don't want this suffering that we are suffering today to continue. And so the termination of that sin. But alas, some may choose to be on the other side. But we pray, loving Father, that you teach us to be obedient to you, to align ourselves to Jesus, who gives eternal life. The choice has been given to us clearly. It will depend on where we go. Thank you, Lord, for that choice. And we choose Jesus today. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Johnny Namwako, thank you very much for your time.
Amen. Amen.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. Amen.